Good morning, everybody. Good morning and Happy New Year in this Julian calendar. And I hope that you're all recovered from festivities. I want to wish you all a Happy New Year, especially for the whole year ahead, not just for the resolutions and the promises that you make and break this month, but to look forward to the whole year and to see this as a whole series of opening doors. And you know, some of those doors, you only have to tap them a little bit and they'll open. So a year of fulfillment, a year of touching base, a year of perhaps simplicity and getting back to a more easy to understand life, because we have complicated our lives, seriously complicated them with a load of old rubbish. I went on to social media this morning and I was looking through YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and just thinking, gosh, why am I getting this feeling of deja vu? Are people just retweeting and reposting old hat stuff? Are they caught in a loop? There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of stuff to do with the world that we can't control. And there's not a lot of real stuff out there, you know, real communication. Talking of communication, Happy New Year to Ferris J, because Ferris, I've rediscovered your wonderful album that you gave me when you visited many years ago, actually. Ferris is part of a group called Nuada, and this is a little album called Court the Sun. And Ferris, a very, very talented young woman, plays bagpipes, gem's horn, duet, ocarina, I hope I pronounced that right, recorders, whistles, wooden flute and vocals. So, beautiful, beautiful music, very apt for this day. Court the Sun. Because, of course, we're about almost 2 weeks, getting on for 2 weeks past midwinter, and the stillness of the sun, that 3 day stillness, we're past that now, and the sun is on the ascent in the morning sky, and it's wonderful, and it brings life and it brings joy and so much optimism and thoughts and dreams of the days that lay ahead. So, Happy New Year, everyone. And on that note, I just want to put a few things that are happening here at Balton Cottage into place for you. You may have noticed I haven't been posting recently. Part of that is to do with the fact that I'm finishing off my book and I'm determined, she says, to get it to the printers by the end of this month. So, you know, regardless of whether it's perfect or not, it's going to the printers. I'm trying to work on its ultimate perfection. The editing and the re-editing is taking my time somewhat. So because of that, I haven't been posting. I have explained to people on Facebook on the Balton Cottage Goddess Garden site that I won't be back online there until the 1st of February in Buck. And just a small explanation to you, of course. My most important listeners and readers, those who are are with the Bells in the Cottage website and who have stayed with the website. Happy New Year to you all in particular, and forgive me for not posting for the next month. So, the seed site, by the way, has been updated recently because as I was tidying up after the midwinter festivities, I found the box of rowan tree seeds that I harvested several months ago. And I was actually going to make some jelly with the rowan berries, but didn't get round to it. So I've now made sure that the seed is ready to post, and that's gone up on the website. Now, the seed is from the rowan tree here at Beltona Cottage. The big one, the one that fell over. The most ancient one. Possibly one of the oldest rowan trees in this part of Ireland. I've never seen anything bigger. And certainly the fact that it grew to its full height and full girth and then fell over in a storm, and then took on a second life with all the wonderful regrowing. So you'll see the pictures that I've posted here. So any of you who want seed from that tree, make sure that you order it fairly quickly, because I don't think it's going to be hanging around for long. The seed site is updated regularly, so whatever seed is on there is for sale. Some of the seed is diminishing fast. All the rocket seed is now gone. And I'm looking through my seed collection, and some of the seeds, there's only maybe one or two envelope postings left on them. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to say Happy New Year once more. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Nuada and the wonderful music of Ferris J.